This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Keeping it together, that's what we do best here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is under Victoria. Victoria. Remember that song, Phil? What's that? Victoria. There's an old song called Victoria somewhere. We should have that for her.
Is it Tori? No.
No, there's a song called Victoria. And I want to say it was done by the Kinks or one of the groups like that. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I would like to call your attention, and so would Jennifer and so would Jay and so would anybody else who's got any real chops, looking at the Biden administration and what they have done and what they're doing, and in a constructive, non-partisan way, right? The 20th will be the first anniversary of his starting his presidency. And when he was inaugurated, he said that there were problems, the disease of the national spirit and the disease that came from the coronavirus. He saw hope because he said leaders must always see that. I think that was probably, of all the things he said, the thing that I remember the most and identified the most with. Hope. Spirit, just momentum on the good side of life. There are a lot of people who make it their profession to chop him up. I certainly haven't got much to say good about a lot of the things that he's done. I don't know if I'm chopping him up. I think I could be accused of chopping up Kamala Harris because I think the woman is a horror show. However, what has that accomplished? I guess I could look at it, reflect on it, and say, okay, so, you know, saying that she wasn't of much value, what does that get you? She's there. Okay, so I guess, yes, you look at the situation and you see the national spirit still not particularly thrilled with what's going on. I don't think that people in America feel. I mean, we had at the end of the year, there's always that survey done at the end of the year. How do you feel? Are we better off at the end of the year than we were at the beginning of the year? Remember when Reagan asked when he was running, are you better off when he's running against Jimmy Carter? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer was solidly, N-O, no. And so, after a year of Joe Biden, are we better off than we were before? The answer is no. And so, were we better off after Trump? The answer was no. We haven't been better off, no matter who's been our leader.
Economically, we were. I would say economically and from foreign policy and from the border. I mean, the year has
been... But we didn't feel good about being American.
Well, and that's just the problem, is that everybody's worried about how they feel instead of what's going on around them. And that's why Joe Biden, I think, is suffering this crisis of approval ratings, because he came up and he realized that. He said, well, people don't feel good. So I'm going to make people feel good. I'm going to be the adult in the room, and I'm going to unify everybody. And, oh, by the way, I'll stop the virus and blah, 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 blah. And he hasn't been able to do any of that. If anything, people are just dug in even further.
I think, there's that. Whether he could have done anything about the virus or not, I think that's a real
stretch. But see, that's what's really dumb, is
don't
that
promise.
He said that he could. Exactly.
Yeah,
because this is what I think is really funny, is that the virus is a virus, and it's going to change, and it's going to mutate, and the virus is going to try to survive. So if a human being says, well, we can beat this virus... Good luck. It's like a grudge match. It was a dumb promise to make, and he's having to live by it, which is what he's finding out right now.
All right. Now, what have they done? What's the old expression? What have you done for me lately? They have launched a program to fix the bridges that people have been talking about, and I would love to see them address the whole problem, not just the superficial problem of the bridges themselves. And you can say, oh, Doug, what's the other problem? The problem is the unions. Look at the influence the unions have. For example, Martin Luther King's birthday is the 15th. When did we celebrate it? We celebrated it the 17th. Why did we celebrate the 17th? Because the union movement has convinced over the years, because they contribute billions of dollars, literally, to campaigns to influence whatever it is that they want influenced. That's how it works in this country. Campaign contributions get you access and oftentimes will get you your way. And so unions have been driving the public agenda for a long, long time. And this is just the latest, this $27 billion program to repair and upgrade the highway bridges. It's this infrastructure law that was approved back in November. And so the showcase is on now. Here we go. Five-year program, $5.5 billion to Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia, and tribes to do what? What are they going to do? They're fixing bridges? They're in the bridge business. Actually, you know, that's
well,
an interesting...
this is part of the infrastructure bill that passed last year. So yeah, there's a lot of different money. There's a lot of money allotted or allocated for a different project. So
a lot of the things that need to be fixed require people who are very agile. And Indians, I don't know if you know this or not. I didn't know it because I'm in the radio business. The only people you can get to fix radio towers are Indians or some... There's a tribe in Canada that does it. I don't know. Just think about it for a second. You know how you see, I don't know how many people are aware of it now, not so much as when I was a kid, but when I worked at the radio station, the towers were behind the radio station. And sometimes you see crossing the fruited plain, you see these towers, and people say, well, what are they? Well, some people think that they are the towers for telephones. No, they're towers for radio stations. And many of them go up into the, you know, they're 250, 300 feet, some of them as high as 800 feet, depending on what you need to get coverage for your area with your signal. And I got to tell you something. I love flying, and I don't think about being at 35,000 feet. But if I'm on a ladder, or I'm climbing up on top of a truck, or a wagon of hay on the farm, and I look down, I get a little woozy. And so you think about the people who are able to do this sort of thing. It's a special breed of person that fixes bridge. Like, imagine painting the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. Can you imagine being up on top of that bridge, of the superstructure with a paint can? That's what they do. There are guys literally who climb up the top to the top of the bridge, and they paint every year to keep the superstructure in shape. And those people are got to either be crazy.
Well, think about the window cleaners on those.
Yes,
right. The
exactly.
So scary. So
right.
Scary.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I'm digressing here a little bit, but I'm thinking about how you get people to fix some of these bridges and some of the superstructure and who does it. And it's a really... That's not union stuff. Those guys maybe, I hope they belong to the union, but the union guys aren't climbing up on top of the bridges and doing the things that we've just described. Anyway, long story short, we have a lot of highway construction going on that is fed by the unions because we don't do a good job building roads in the first place. We don't do a good job building bridges. You don't see any of this stuff. And this becomes, I repeat this frequently, 3, 4, 5 times a year I get off on this toot because it's so unnecessary and nobody's really doing anything about it because it's politically incorrect to say something against unions or people. I'm sick of it. But it's more money being peed away at something that should be fixed much better. Okay, so the Biden scorecard now, the biggest problem we have, bar anything else that has to do with superstructure or infrastructure in our country, is this 5G disaster that is about to begin this week. This is going to cause, the airlines are so worked up about this, massive disruptions to travel, massive disruptions to shipping. And I'm not the one. I'm just reporting on what I know, what I've heard, what I see. You have any of these 5G towers within 2, 3, 4 miles of an airport, forget the community. You know how the airline, the flight attendant says, please turn off your phones when, you know, we're taking off. That's child's play. There's something in the 5G that so distorts the radio communication that they basically don't exist. Don't you want, when you're taking off, to know that the pilot's talking to air traffic control?
I can't prefer it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't with 5G. It destroys with the 2 miles. You know, it doesn't take long to get up in the air and to get 2 miles away from the airport. But in the meantime, the plane's taking off, the plane's landing, and they can't hear anything with this 5G. If there is a tower close enough to the airport runways, so these airline CEOs have said to the FAA, you guys can't let this happen. You want planes dropping out of the sky in a cloud. I went into Chicago I went out on Saturday, came back on Sunday. You couldn't see the runway until you were 50 feet on top of it. That's how thick the clouds were. And you think that without the proper communication back and forth, that we aren't going to have a problem? I'm not one who likes to distort things, but I've been talking about this for months, and so finally we've got some other people who are yakking about it. And then, so what's the solution? The solution is, no, you can't have 5G until we figure out it's the technology. You know, the government's always behind on everything, and they're way behind on this. You know, the airlines complain every year they have their get-togethers, and it's been years and years and years. Our airport infrastructure is so backward in compared to Heathrow, Frankfurt, Tokyo, you name any big city around the world, and the airline pilots will tell you the same thing, that the way that the system works, much better everywhere else. All of the ground facilities, the radar and stuff are way archaic here in comparison to elsewhere. And the reason is because the government has raided every one of those funds. The airport trust fund, the highway trust fund, the Social Security trust fund, there's no money in any of them. So that's why the taxes go up. That's why you have to pay more to drive your car, because they keep using the money for other stuff. Same thing. Look at the taxes on your airplane ticket now versus like 2-3 years ago. I paid $46 the other day to fly to Chicago, and the tax on the $46 was $39. So it cost almost as much in taxes and fees for that short hop from Boston to Chicago as it did to actually get on the plane. It's crazy, but this is something we've got to be aware of. It's 18 after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here's news to me. It's 23 to the hour. I'm learning something here. Last night, or we've been talking about the Betty White thing since she passed away, actually, and the whole focus on her and the thing at the theaters. And I was saying to the ladies that I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. References to some of the shows that they did, the Golden Girls, and then the show that was on after that didn't last. But the Golden Girls was one of the crowning glories of Betty White's career. So now I see Jay in social media, some trending folks. Is that the way we refer to people who are trenders? They're trending folks? Trenders. Trend. They're influencers. Who
are those trendy trendersons?
Trendy trendersons. Good.
We'll coin it and put it on a t-shirt.
All right. That's good. So the Golden Girls and Sex and the City, how do those two connect?
Yeah, a lot of people have been comparing it, especially since the death of Betty White, and more people are streaming the classic NBC sitcom Golden Girls and noticing the ages. So in season one of Golden Girls, Rose, Dorothy, Blanche, all in their 50s. I think they're like 52,
really?
53, respectively. Yep. Wow, Miranda, really Charlotte, Carrie, and Anne Just Like That, 54 and 55. So it just shows how the depiction of people in their 50s has changed over the years, where you had these Golden Girls who kind of seemed a lot older than 50, living somewhat retirement community kind of situation, to now, and just like that, the Sex and the City reboot with Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte thriving and showing that 50 is still young.
Yeah, well,
societal acceptance, because women used to be shut down after 40, and I think it just shows that we've made some progress on that front, where women are not shut down. They're still seen as beautiful, and they can still do stuff, and
I think people are only handicapped by their own attitude toward age, and I say that from my own perspective, because I don't feel any different now than I have for the last 40 years. I feel the same. Maybe I sound the same. Maybe I sound a little bit more mature, a little bit more with it sometimes. But I think that the idea of women in their 50s, I think women that I know in their 50s are very sexy. Now, was I thinking when I was in the, my, let's say, go back to 1970 or the early 80s, did I think women in their 50s were sexy? I don't know that I even thought about it, frankly. I never was a fan of the Golden Girls. I'm not a fan of situation comedies in general. Am I a fan of Betty White? Yes. Was I a fan of Rue McClanahan? No. I didn't really even know who she was. And any of the others, Bea Arthur, and what was the older lady's name?
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty. Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, you can't tell me.
She was actually the youngest. She was the youngest of the whole group.
She was?
Estelle Getty. She was playing older, but she was younger than any of the other four actresses. So, she was playing 80, and the rest of them were in their 50s.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, go back to Andy Griffith, if you will, and what AIDS looked like then. That was a show that, when was that around? Late 50s and into the 60s? And how, remember Opie? And that's Ron Howard. He mm-hmm. was a kid. And now look at him today. He's got a lick of hair on his head, and he looks like he's an old-timer. And it's that, not that long. Maybe that's the thing here. Think about how it seems like yesterday, Sex and the City, when they were in their, what, 20s, 30s? What were they supposed to be at that time?
Yeah, 20s, late 20s at the beginning, right. And then into their 30s. Yeah. The movies, they weren't they in their 40s or late 30s mm-hmm. in the films?
Yeah.
Maybe. But think about when you were a kid, and adults just seemed like so much more adultier, for lack of a better word.
Adults seem more like adults. Oh, I like that. Yeah, imagine that. Take that, you trenders. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
A secret to sticking with your goals? The right gear. Which is why I went on Kohl's.com and got an Adidas hoodie for under $45, picked up some Nike sneakers, and got a new fleece from Tech Gear for just $12.99. Oh, you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and get free store pickup. If only exercising was this easy. Flex styles, Adidas and Nike coupons not apply, ends January 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws are there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The Reverend Gerald Murray of the Archdiocese of New York was on Newsmax last night talking about a small minority of people that have a hostility to the teachings of Christianity in the United States.
We have this whole gender fluidity problem in the United States, you know, people claiming to be transgender, going from male to female and vice versa. Religion, specifically Christianity, the majority of religion in the United States, teaches that you are what God made you. Hostility to that teaching and to others, the Catholic Church, for instance, is quite clear. There's no such thing as same-sex marriage. Abortion is immoral. All of these things are always getting under the skin of left-wing activists who have a lot of influence now. We know that from the White House. I mean, here we have the scandal of a Catholic president of the United States who's a prime supporter of abortion. So things like this, where even Catholics in influential positions turn against the church, do lead to a rational conclusion that religion and religious doctrine is being deprecated, fought against, and used to basically marginalize a whole part of America. And by the way, most Americans are religious. Most Americans believe in God, so this really is a small minority trying to use government authority and other forms of pressure to put religion out of society, and we must resist that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back into the fold again at 34 after the hour on the DJV program, the daily show that brings you into focus with the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about, things that matter. For example, women's pay and how far it lags behind men's. 82 cents for every dollar. 82 cents women make for every dollar a man makes. Why? 50, if you are a Latina, you get 55 cents an hour for every dollar a non-Hispanic male makes. So what do the Hispanics make? What is a Hispanic? That's something I'd like to know. How much different is the pay for Hispanic men than for white men? Latinos
versus Latinas women, Latinos men. What the is that why they all get jobs working for the landscapers? Because the landscapers can pay them. They pay a white guy, a gringo, $30 an hour. They can pay the Latinos, what, $12 an hour, minimum wage or whatever it is. And the people who've come here are happy to have it. So is this a problem? Is this important? Is the women's issue a problem? Is the different the heritage of Latino people that come here to work, is that important? Or is it all just part of the way things are? Remember Barbara Streisand, the way things were?
Well, I think there's a couple
things. Just the way it is.
I don't know. I think that I think we are in a better place than we were. I think certainly in the past, people were not as apt to give women as much money as men because they would think that they were going to leave the job and go have kids, or they were going to not be as effective because they had other things to worry about. I think that's kind of gone. I don't know. I think these are stale surveys because, yes, it's important to make sure that that people's race or gender are not coming into play when it comes to their pay. But I think it's also really weird to say, okay, well, you're a woman, so I'm going to give you this much. You're a minority, so I'm going to give you this much. You're a white male, so I'm going to give you that much. And I don't know how much I buy into all that stuff because there are exceptions to every rule. There are places geographically, I'm sure minorities in Los Angeles are doing a lot better than even probably
minorities
white people in Mississippi.
St. Louis.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's really hard to compare. I think people do these surveys to try to make a point that minorities and women are being marginalized or underserved. But I just...
It's the same group or the same thinking as has attacked the white versus black issue. Blacks get paid less than whites do. Okay, so why is that? Is because... people who run businesses are prejudiced, or is it because black people are willing to work for less money? And if that's the case, why? Why, if you're a black person, and maybe it's easy for me to say because I'm not, but if in fact you stick to your guns and you have a skill, that's the real problem. People and the education and the prejudices that come with educational opportunities, those are pretty real. And in that circumstance, okay, so... they aren't as well educated, so they don't deserve good pay as much. It's like a vicious circle. And I think you're right. I fell prey to that, Jennifer. I got sucked right in to the survey. And
there you
so,
go.
Well,
sometimes I think people think they have the same jobs when really they may have the same title, but they're not doing the same jobs. Myself and a former coworker, we had the same position, and I made less than him, but that's because he was there longer. He built up. He got those raises, but also he had other side jobs within that company that warranted him to get more money than me. I didn't. I just did the one thing.
All right, so here's another one of these that comes from the work world. Everybody ready?
Ready.
The list of the professionals, I always love these, the professionals who are trusted the most and the professionals who are trusted the least. Guess
lawyers.
Where we come in on that.
Oh, talk to most? I don't know. It depends on who you talk to, probably.
Right. Yes, right. I think that's true. Okay, so anyway, the number one most respected position professionally in America are doctors. 54% of those who surveyed said they respected doctors more than any other profession. Second on the list of most respected, scientists. 51% of those who were surveyed said scientists were at the top of the list for them. 43% said teachers are to be more respected than any other profession. Let's see here. People working in the armed forces, 22% of those surveyed here. And let's see, where, by the way...
I would agree with these.
Yeah, would you? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see who the least respected are. 52% said... That's right.
Definitely.
52% said that they had least... regard for politicians. 39% said they have least regard for government workers. 22% said they had least regard for people in the advertising business. 11% said that they had the least regard for bankers. Let's see here. Journalists and talk radio hosts, 10% said they have the least regard for them. They don't trust
them. So we're not last.
Why would they put us in with the journalists, please? They have to be much lower.
We are not. Well, you went to journalism school.
I did.
Yeah.
And I never say I'm a journalist because I give people my opinion.
Well, that's the whole thing. People said, I remember when I was much younger doing talk, and people would refer to me all the time as a journalist. Oh, you're a journalist. I look at them. I said, what do you mean I'm a journalist? I'm not a journalist at all. I don't want to be in that kit and caboodle. I don't want to be considered a journalist because journalists, this is a misuse, a misnomer, misplaced identity where people don't understand what the real term means. They think anybody who has public access is a journalist. All these morons who are on social media, podcasters, whoever it is that are spouting off all the time, they're not journalists. There are very few journalists. Would you say Shepard Smith at this point, because he says that his CNBC Nightly News is the news, is he a journalist? Is Chris Wallace a journalist? Is that buffoon who runs?
It's really hard.
Meet
the Press. It's really hard to figure out like who is a real journalist out there still, and it's kind of depressing.
So who, in your mind, who's somebody you come across every day doing this program?
I think one of the best people that tries to keep it very neutral is Brett Baer. I think he does a pretty good job.
But he's at a place where he's not identified that way. Fox News, nobody thinks Fox News is fair and balanced.
Well,
so
does anybody think,
swimming.
CNN, maybe the best, the guy who every once in a while will ask a few tough questions is Jake Tapper. You definitely know where he is politically.
Yeah,
Chris Wallace, you know where he is politically. I guess he tried.
I never knew where Huntley and Brinkley were. I don't know what their politics were. Who knew what their politics were? Here's the good news of the half hour. All right, everybody, pay attention. This is the story of Mike Luciano, known to his friends as Lucky Luciano. Lucky just won $1 million from a $20 scratch-off ticket. This is the fourth time this guy has scored a jackpot playing the lottery.
Wow, good for him.
Huh? Four times.
I'd say buy a lottery ticket, but he already has.
Yeah.
Last year, he won $500,000 from the Pennsylvania State Lottery. Year before that, he won $3 million. And then the year before that, he won $100,000. So altogether, this guy has won $4.6 million. Lucky Luciano. Sounds like somebody
who
worked for Al Capone, doesn't it?
Somebody's going to bust a kneecap if you don't pay up.
Yeah, right. I want my 10%. Anyway, he bought the ticket... The one he bought this year, the first of the year, he bought for his mother, apparently. She likes playing, and he likes playing for her. So he got the ticket on some back road in Pennsylvania, and he drove right to the Pennsylvania office, to the headquarters of the lottery, to get his ticket, to bring his ticket in and win his money. I think if I won, I would want everybody to know. What about it, ladies?
No.
Yes or no? No.
I wouldn't advertise it.
Yeah. No.
The law in Massachusetts is that you have to be public when you claim your prize. So I'd pay somebody if I won, like the Powerball jackpot, I think now is what, about 380 million? Mega Millions got one a couple of weeks ago. So that's still down in the, 40, 50 million bracket. That's what I was talking about. Like it was 40 or 50 million. It was nothing. That's nothing. The other jackpot is 300, I think it's close to $400 million. Anyway, so the people who buy these tickets, I see people, I was in the gas station yesterday, there's a guy lined up there, and he was doing them, and he bought $40 worth of tickets. And people do that, that's how they get their money. And yet, there are only a few people who win. Does that keep you from doing it? Nah, because I think it's good psychology, Frank. Whenever I buy a ticket, I think about all the good I'll do with all that money. What am I going to do with the money? Who's going to be helped and where are we going to put it, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd pay somebody $1 million. If I won $350 million, I'd give somebody $1 million to go get it and not be. Then you have to make sure you really trust the person that you give ticket to.
Otherwise, sayonara.
You better have a side agreement someplace that says, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I'll go get it for you. Sucker! I'm going to Morocco. Where is it?
Where is the little island, little place?
The Cayman Islands?
No, not the Caymans. Off the coast of France. What's that little, begins with an N? Monte Carlo, thank you.
Monte Carlo.
That's where I'd go. That's a beautiful place. Fabulous place. Anyway, congratulations to this guy who was a winner. It's neat. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. Speaking of winners, three-quarters of the $800 billion that went to the PPP, remember we did this, Jennifer, you did it at your business, I did it at my business. When we first got the whole business of the pandemic, we all could file for a paycheck protection program and to help ourselves and help our workers and help the companies. Well, your tax dollars at work. The first round of PPP, about $800 billion, three-quarters of it went to the business owners and did not go to the workers or to help keep workers. I don't understand how that was. We had to prove that the money went to the workers. At least I did.
Me too.
You probably did too.
Yeah, I had to turn in payroll reports.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of is either owners added themselves to the payroll or something. I don't know. Maybe they were able to justify their rent expenses, or they just decided to take the loans at a 1% rate and pay them back whenever they wanted. Because that was the other option, is that if you didn't want to try to get relief, then you could pay the loans back, and it was like a 1% interest rate.
Yeah. Wow. Think about all that money, though. What we could have done with what, instead of it, I'm not as cynical about this as I am about many things. A lot of people were helped by this. There's no question about it. I could see people that were in my league. Your father and your company and mine are in the same league. And I don't know how I would have, that first 3 or 4 months, I haven't the slightest idea how I would have kept this going without that. And I said that to all of you at the time. It just is, you know, it became something, and I'm betting lots of people, because a lot of small business people love this program, and so they identify with what we're doing, and they said the same thing. I don't know how I would have survived. So thank God that for that anyway, even though, you know, it goes deeper and farther back to the cause, and we haven't got time for that now because it's 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet, with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Psychic powers galore. That's what Uri Geller has. That's how he's described. He's described lots of different ways. A mentalist, as somebody who's thoughtful, provocative, involved in things that are out of this world, and maybe that brings us around to understanding this blob, this big rock. This is like a bad movie, Uri, heading toward the Earth. Well, it really isn't. It's a couple of million miles away. But it does have impact on us and our thinking and what we, you know, what we think and what we know versus what we don't think and what we don't know. The fact that there are millions, jillions of these things from planets that have blown up. So what do you think people ought to know about these things as they're all over the place and passing by the Earth? Should people be worried? What do you think?
First of all, I think we should be worried because this large asteroid that is heading towards us, if it hits Earth, you're talking about a nuclear blast like we've never seen before. This is unbelievable. You know, I think they named it the XC-62. You know, it is estimated to be as much as 190 meters long. That's all, 190 meters long. It's similar to the, if you remember, Tunguska asteroid. It would be much more powerful than a nuclear bomb. This is crazy. Now, fortunately, an impact is unlikely. But hey, when I say the impact is unlikely, it's not 100% guaranteed. You understand, a large asteroid, Doug, comparable in size with, let's say, the Washington Monument, is heading in Earth direction, and this will be in late January. Now, this is not coming from me or mumbo-jumbo psychic stuff. This is according to NASA, the NASA asteroid tracker. So while it is unlikely to hit, so I want to calm our listeners down, an impact with an asteroid of this size could be far worse than most nuclear bombs. Just think about this. We've been for, 70 years plowing into the arm race thousands of billions of dollars. We've been putting men on the moon, which cost us hundreds of billions to have a man on the moon. But yet, we don't have a weapon that we can shoot into an asteroid or a comet and explode it before it hits our planet. Not us, not America, not China, not Russia. These are the three big nations who a long, long time ago should have created such missiles. Do you agree with me?
I think that we waste so much time and energy on egos. Putin wants to attack another country for what? For his own ego. China wants to take over the economic world for the ego of the leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. We got the same thing here in America. Meanwhile, things that we all ought to be working on, as you're suggesting, you know, I'm looking back at the history of this. There was one very similar to this that passed by on this date in 1933. It was 699,000 miles away from the Earth. That's twice as close as they say the one that's coming now will be to the Earth. But, you know, you look at these movies. I don't know if you've seen over in Israel there.
Yeah.
The movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence called Don't Look Up. But it's really a very, very stern look in a sort of entertaining way at what's out there that people aren't, they're not paying any attention to it. None.
None. You are absolutely right. Then looking at major Earth disasters like the tsunami that just hit Tonga. Did you see the satellite photograph of before and after? It is absolutely shocking.
Well,
the
look
islands
at what it's,
were erased.
Right, and the impact in the water, there were in the northwest part of our country, there were even high surge warnings because of the impact of this thing, which is, 10,000 miles away or something? And, you know, we talk about what happened when the dinosaurs got wiped out. It was the same kind of thing hitting one of these things hit the Earth and destroyed all living life. So I don't want to scare people, but I also think you put it in the right perspective. There ought to be a way for us to look at what's important and focus on that. Uri Geller, author of Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, released now in Amazon. You can buy it there. Also, his book on dowsing. Check it all out on Amazon. And you can check out what's going on with Uri at his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. It's 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.